SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Inflation heated up last month. That's the bottom line of the government's latest inflation report card, the Consumer Price Index. Prices rose 3% over the past year.
Inflation's recent uptick is a major reason the Federal Reserve has paused its interest rate cuts after three of them last year. Yesterday, Fed Chair Jerome Powell testified before a Senate committee.
We do not need to be in a hurry to adjust our policy stance.
In January 2024, prices jumped sharply, largely because many companies raised prices at the beginning of the year. With inflation still elevated, consumers are more price sensitive than a year ago. George Williams reporting.
From the Russian big house to America's White House, Pennsylvania teacher Mark Fogel released from a Russian prison. He's been welcomed home by President Trump at the White House. Moscow says a Russian citizen was freed in exchange for Fogel. President Trump says another American will be released today. Appearing together in the Oval Office, the president and Elon Musk defending their overhaul of the federal government.
The president said they've already discovered
billions and billions of dollars in waste, fraud, and abuse.
And Musk described the work as democracy in action.
The people voted for major government reform, and that's what people are going to get. They're going to get what they voted for.
Both men alleged fraud and abuse inside the government without evidence, and the president urged courts not to block their work. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, America could get a new national intelligence director today. A Senate confirmation vote is due for nominee Tulsi Gabbard. That vote was originally planned for yesterday, but the snowstorm forced a change in plans. Watching Wall Street ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures now down 396 points. NASDAQ futures off 192 points. This is SRN News. A healthcare system in Michigan abandons transgenderism.
Corewell Health says it will no longer give puberty-blocking drugs to children in an effort to help them live as the opposite sex. Corewell has also banned sex change operations on kids, although it says it never had performed any in the past. The action is a direct result of President Trump's executive order that will pull federal funding from any entity that promotes transgenderism, especially amongst children under the age of 18. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump is ready to take his fight against transgenderism to the International Olympic Committee. Mr. Trump wants the IOC to change everything having to do with the Olympics and having to do with this absolutely ridiculous subject, as he puts it, ahead of the 2028 Summer Games in Los Angeles. Mr. Trump is fresh off signing an executive order designed to keep men out of women's sports. The order empowers both the Secretary of State and Department of Homeland Security to take steps to keep international transgender athletes from competing. After a series of setbacks and delays, Speaker Mike Johnson shopped around a new budget blueprint, conferring on a schedule with House Budget Committee Chair Representative Jody Arrington.
Johnson's latest plan includes a new floor for spending cuts between $1.25 trillion and $1.5 trillion to offset part of the massive domestic policy package Republicans are now pursuing. He spoke with reporters Tuesday about possible movement on the bill.
A markup is going to be scheduled for Thursday. That's the intention. The budget chairman, Arrington, just spoke to conference and said that we'll be rolling out the details of that probably by tonight.
The level of cuts is just one of several moving pieces Johnson and other House leaders are still struggling with as they try to build unity for the sweeping border, energy, and tax package. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Louisiana hoping to resume carrying out death sentences in the coming months after a 15-year pause, this time using nitrogen gas as the execution method. More details, SRNnews.com.